Chapter 10. Sufficient introduction anywhere. Apostrophe, apostrophe, you have two pictures painted by Mr. Somerset's father, have you not? I have already told him about them, apostrophe said Mr. Stancy. Perhaps Mr. Somerset would like to see them, if they are unpacked? Apostrophe, apostrophe, a Somerset had from his infancy suffered from a plethora of those productions. Excellent as they were, he did not reply quite so eagerly as Mr. Stancy seemed to expect to her kind suggestion, and Paula remarked to him, you will stay to lunch? Do order it at your own time, if our hour should not be convenient. Apostrophe, apostrophe, her voice was a voice of low note, in quality that of a flute at the grave end of its gamut. If she sang, she was a pure contralto unmistakably. I am making use of the permission you have been good enough to grant me of sketching what is valuable within these walls. Apostrophe, apostrophe, yes, of course, I am willing for anybody to come. People hold these places in trust for the nation, in one sense. You lift your hands, Charlotte. I see I have not convinced you on that point yet. Apostrophe, apostrophe, Mr. Stancy laughed, and said something to no purpose. Somehow Miss Power seemed, not only more woman than Mr. Stancy, but more woman than Somerset was man, and yet in years she was inferior to both. Though becomingly girlish and modest, she appeared to possess a good deal of composure, which was well expressed by the shaded light of her eyes. You have then met Mr. Somerset before? Apostrophe, apostrophe, said Charlotte. He was kind enough to deliver an address in my defense yesterday. I suppose I seemed quite unable to defend myself. Apostrophe, oh no. Apostrophe, apostrophe, said he. When a few more words had passed, she turned to Mr. Stancy, and spoke of some domestic matter, upon which Somerset withdrew, Paula accompanying his exit with a remark that she hoped to see him again a little later in the day. Somerset retired to the chambers of antique lumber, keeping an eye upon the windows to see if she re-entered the carriage, and resumed her journey to Markton. But when the horses had been standing a long time, the carriage was driven round to the stables. Then she was not going to the vegetable show. That was rather curious, seeing that as he had only come back for something forgotten. These queries and thoughts occupied the mind of Somerset until the bell was rung for luncheon. Owing to the very moldy condition in which he found himself after his morning's labors among the old carvings, he was rather late in getting downstairs, and seeing that the rest had gone in, he went straight to the dining hall. The population of the castle had increased in his absence. There were assembled Paula and her friend Charlotte, a bearded man some years older than himself, with a cold gray eye, who was cursorily introduced to him in sitting down as Mr. Avil, an architect of Markton, also an elderly lady of dignified aspect, in a black satin dress, of which she apparently had a very high opinion. This lady, who seemed to be a mere dummy in the establishment, was, as he now learned, Mrs. Goodman by name, a widow of a recently deceased gentleman, and aunt to Paula, the identical aunt who had smuggled Paula into a church in her helpless infancy, and had her christened without her parents' knowledge. Having been left in narrow circumstances by her husband, she was at present living with Miss Power as chaperone and advisor on practical matters, in a word, as ballast to the management. Beyond her, Somerset discerned his new acquaintance Mr. Woodwell, who on sight of Somerset was for hastening up to him, and performing a labored shaking of hands in earnest recognition. Paula had just come in from the garden, and was carelessly laying down her large shady hat as he entered. Her dress, a figured material in black and white, was short, allowing her feet to appear. There was something in her look, and in the style of her corsage, which reminded him of several of the bygone beauties in the gallery. The thought for a moment crossed his mind that she might have been imitating one of them. Fine old screen, sir. Apostrophe, apostrophe, said Mr. Avil, in a long-drawn voice across the table when they were seated, pointing in the direction of the traceried oak division between the dining hall and a vestibule at the end. as good a piece of 14th century work as you shall see in this part of the country. Apostrophe apostrophe, you mean 15th century, of course? Apostrophe apostrophe, said Somerset. Havel was silent. You are one of the profession, perhaps? Apostrophe asked the latter, after a while. You mean that I am an architect? Apostrophe apostrophe, said Somerset. Yes. Apostrophe, ah, one of my own honored vocation. Apostrophe apostrophe, Havel's face had been not unpleasant until this moment, when he smiled, whereupon there instantly gleamed over him a phase of meanness, remaining until the smile died away. Havel continued, with slow watchfulness. What enormous sacrileges are committed by the builders every day, I observe. I was driving yesterday to Toneborough, where I am erecting a town hall, and passing through a village on my way I saw the workmen pulling down a chancel wall in which they found, embedded a unique specimen of perpendicular work, a capital from some old arcade, the moldings wonderfully undercut. They were smashing it up as filling in for the new wall. Apostrophe apostrophe, it must have been unique, apostrophe said Somerset, in the too readily controversial tone of the educated young man who has yet to learn diplomacy. I have never seen much undercutting in perpendicular stonework, nor anybody else, I think. Apostrophe apostrophe, oh yes, lots of it. Apostrophe apostrophe, said Mr. Havel, nettled. Paula looked from one to the other. Which am I to take as guide? Apostrophe apostrophe, she asked. Are perpendicular capitals undercut, as you call it, Mr. Havel, or no? Apostrophe apostrophe, it depends upon circumstances, apostrophe said Mr. Havel. But Somerset had answered at the same time. There is seldom, or never any marked undercutting in molded work later than the middle of the 14th century. Apostrophe apostrophe, Havel looked keenly at Somerset for a time. Then he turned to Paula. As regards that fine Saxon vaulting you did me the honor to consult me about the other day, I should advise taking out some of the old stones, and reinstating new ones exactly like them. Apostrophe apostrophe, but the new ones won't be Saxon, apostrophe said Paula. And then in time to come, when I have passed away, and those stones have become stained like the rest, people will be deceived. I should prefer an honest patch to any such make, believe of Saxon relics. Apostrophe apostrophe, as she concluded she let her eyes rest on Somerset for a moment, as if to ask him to side with her. Much as he liked talking to Paula, he would have preferred not to enter into this discussion with another professional man, even though that man were a spurious article, but he was led on to enthusiasm by a sudden pang of regret at finding that the masterly workmanship in this fine castle was likely to be tinkered and spoilt by such a man as Havel. You will deceive nobody into believing that anything is Saxon here, apostrophe he said warmly. There is not a square inch of Saxon work, as it is called, in the whole castle. Apostrophe apostrophe, Paula, in doubt, looked to Mr. Havel. Oh yes, sir, you are quite mistaken, apostrophe said that gentleman slowly. Every stone of those lower vaults was reared in Saxon times. Apostrophe apostrophe, I can assure you, apostrophe said Somerset deferentially, but firmly, that there is not an arch or wall in this castle of a date anterior to the year 1100. No one whose attention has ever been given to the study of architectural details of that age can be of a different opinion. Apostrophe apostrophe, I have studied architecture, and I am of a different opinion. I have the best reason in the world for the difference, for I have history herself on my side. What will you say when I tell you that it is a recorded fact that this was used as a castle by the Romans, and that it is mentioned in Domesday as a building of long standing? Apostrophe apostrophe, I shall say that has nothing to do with it, apostrophe replied the young man. I don't deny that there may have been a castle here in the time of the Romans. What I say is, that none of the architecture we now see was standing at that date. Apostrophe, apostrophe, there was a silence of a minute, disturbed only by a murmured dialogue between Mrs. Goodman and the minister, during which Paula was looking thoughtfully on the table, as if framing a question. Can it be, apostrophe, she said to Somerset, that such certainty has been reached in the study of architectural dates? Now, would you really risk anything on your belief? Would you agree to be shut up in the vaults, and fed upon bread and water for a week, if I could prove you wrong? Apostrophe, apostrophe, willingly, apostrophe, said Somerset. The date of those towers and arches is matter of absolute certainty from the details. That they should have been built before the conquest is as unlikely as, say, that the rustiest old gun with a percussion lock should be older than the date of Waterloo. Apostrophe, apostrophe, how I wish I knew something precise of an art which makes one so independent of written history. Apostrophe, apostrophe, Mr. Avil had lapsed into a mannerly silence that was only sullenness disguised. Paula turned her conversation to Miss Destancy, who had simply looked from one to the other during the discussion, though she might have been supposed to have a prescriptive right to a few remarks on the matter. A commonplace talk ensued, till Avil, who had not joined in it, privately began at Somerset again with a mixed manner of cordiality, contempt, and misgiving. You have a practice, I suppose, sir? Apostrophe, apostrophe, I am not in practice just yet. Apostrophe, apostrophe, just beginning? Apostrophe, apostrophe, I am about to begin. Apostrophe, apostrophe, in London, or near here. Apostrophe, apostrophe, in London, probably. Apostrophe, apostrophe, H apostrophe M. Dot dot dot, I am practicing in Markton. Apostrophe, indeed. Have you been at it long? Apostrophe, not particularly. I designed the chapel built by this lady's late father. It was my first undertaking. I owe my start, in fact, to Mr. Power. Ever build a chapel? Apostrophe, never. I have sketched a good many churches. Apostrophe, ah, there we differ. I didn't do much sketching in my youth, nor have I time for it now. Sketching and building are two different things, to my mind. I was not brought up to the profession, got into it through sheer love of it. I began as a landscape gardener, then I became a builder, then I was a road contractor. Every architect might do worse than have some such experience. But nowadays 'tis the men who can draw pretty pictures who get recommended, not the practical men. Young pricks win institute medals for a pretty design or two which, if anybody tried to build them, would fall down like a house of cards. Then they get traveling studentships and whatnot, and then they start as architects of some new school or other, and think they are the masters of us experienced ones. Apostrophe, apostrophe, while Somerset was reflecting how far this statement was true, he heard the voice of Paula inquiring, who can he be? Apostrophe, apostrophe, her eyes were bent on the window. Looking out, Somerset saw in the mead beyond the dry ditch, there, with his photographic apparatus. He is the young gentleman who called about taking views of the castle, apostrophe, said Charlotte. Oh yes, I remember. It is quite right. He met me in the village, and asked me to suggest him some views. I thought him a respectable young fellow. Apostrophe, apostrophe, I think he is a Canadian, apostrophe, said Somerset. No, apostrophe, said Paula, he is from the East, at least he implied so to me. Apostrophe, apostrophe, there is Italian blood in him, apostrophe, said Charlotte brightly. For he spoke to me with an Italian accent. But I can't think whether he is a boy or a man. Apostrophe, apostrophe, it is to be earnestly hoped that the gentleman does not prevaricate, apostrophe, said the minister, for the first time attracted by the subject. I accidentally met him in the lane, and he said something to me about having lived in Malta. I think it was Malta, or Gibraltar, even if he did not say that he was born there. Apostrophe, apostrophe, his manners are no credit to his nationality, apostrophe, observed Mrs. Goodman, also speaking publicly for the first time. He asked me this morning to who sent him out a pail of water for his process, and before I had turned away he began whistling. I don't like whistlers. Apostrophe apostrophe, then it appears, apostrophe said Somerset, that he is a being of no age, no nationality, and no behavior. Apostrophe apostrophe, a complete negative, apostrophe added Havil, brightening into a civil sneer. That is, he would be, if he were not a maker of negatives well known in Markton. Apostrophe apostrophe, not well known, Mr. Havil, apostrophe answered Mrs. Goodman firmly. For I lived in Markton for 30 years ending 3 months ago, and he was never heard of in my time. Apostrophe apostrophe, he is something like you, Charlotte, apostrophe said Paula, smiling playfully on her companion. All the men looked at Charlotte, on whose face a delicate Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.